All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. And it's still very early in the 2016 college football season, but the Big 12 Conference is fighting an uphill battle. And you look at the struggles that they have had so far in their non-conference slate of games. You look at, I want to start off with the Oklahoma Sooners. They began this college football season ranked third in the nation, and they are now 1-2. Oklahoma lost their first game of the season when they went on the road and lost to the Houston Cougars. And then, of course, last night they were throttled at home by the hands of the Ohio State Buckeyes. Now the Texas Longhorns, another perennial Big 12 top power, they're on their way of getting back into that prominence, but Texas was looking to end their non-conference schedule with an unblemished record before they fell last night on the road at the hands of the California Golden Bears by the score of 50-43, and it marks the second consecutive year in which Texas has fallen to Cal and they've been unable to slow down their offense. You also look at the fact that TCU lost in their non-conference schedule to the Arkansas Razorbacks of the SEC, and then how Oklahoma State lost at home last week to Central Michigan. So you look at this Big 12 Conference, and on the playing field, they're going to be fighting an uphill battle to get into the college football playoff, because out of all of the Power 5 conferences, the Big 12 is the only one that currently does not have a conference title game, because they only have 10 members. And that really hindered, that was one of the things that hindered the Big 12 from getting a team into the Field of Four back in 2014. Of course, we remember the controversy when both Baylor and TCU finished with the same record, and they also had the same conference record. But Big 12 Conference Commissioner Bob Bowlesby decided to not declare a conference champion winner, in spite of the fact that Baylor had beaten TCU in the head-to-head matchup that year. Now, Oklahoma did go 11-1 last year, and they made the college football playoff before they fell to the Clemson Tigers in the Orange Bowl, which was a national semifinal. And you look at the Big 12 Conference this year. Right now, I mean, West Virginia is 2-0. Of course, they have not begun conference play. And I think a lot of things are going to get shifted between now and then with this conference. I mean, Oklahoma State and Oklahoma are still two of the favorites to win this conference. Texas could be a sleeper. You also look at West Virginia and TCU there as well. But things have to really fall into play for the Big 12 if they are going to sneak back into the college football playoff picture. And the reason why I say it is this. You look at some of the heavy hitters coming out of the Big 10. You look at Michigan. You look at Michigan State. And you also look at Ohio State. Then you go down to SEC country. And, of course, you have the Alabama Crimson Tide. And you cannot sleep on the Texas A&M Aggies. Then you go out to the Pac-12, and of course the Stanford Cardinal could be a team that is lurking. And then once you go to the ACC, you look at the Louisville Cardinals, and you also look at the Clemson Tigers. So the Big 12 is really going to be fighting an uphill battle. They were searching for respect, and they have not gotten it. And I mean, typically in a non-conference play, that's when you do it. But the defenses have been what it has been that has let the Big 12 down. You look at the fact that Oklahoma never really had a chance at home last night against Ohio State. Texas gave up 50 points to Cal, and let's not forget, Texas gave up 47 points a few weeks ago to Notre Dame, and they were able to escape with the victory. You also look at how TCU struggled to stop the power running attack of Arkansas, and how Oklahoma State had their hands full with Central Michigan. I know Baylor is still undefeated, but typically Baylor plays a weak non-conference schedule, and that always tends to hurt them, and I think it will once more this time around in 2016. So, I mean, the Big 12 overall is going to get that bid to a New Year's Six bowl game, but this more than likely is going to be a conference that will be left out of the discussion when the college football playoff comes around. So folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn, when the Cyclones begin their 2017 season. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge next Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 3 in the National Football League. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.